Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. With your host, welcome back, Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
As well as insurance professional, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, Gary, you know there are more important things in life than money, but the trouble is they all cost money.
Isn't that the truth?
That's the truth.
And you know, we're all taught not to worship money, and we shouldn't. But the very fact is, without money, you can't do the things you want. We had a client call just this morning, and she called. She was worried, and she said, ask Mr. Bird if my money is safe. Now, you weren't there, so I had to make the answer, but I kind of knew what you had said. If a client asks you, is your money safe, and they've put their money in our strategies, what do you tell them?
I say, guarantee you, yes, ma'am, it's safe. It's not invested in the market. It's not in the market, so you don't have to worry about it. It's adjusted to the market. The market's used as a gauge, but it's not in the market.
Absolutely.
So if the market drops 1,000 points, you don't have to worry about it. So that's one of the things that we do. We don't put money in the market. It's gauged against the market, but it uses the market as a gauge, but it's not exactly in the market, so you don't have to worry about that. If the market goes down 1,000 points, you don't have to run out. My market's down today, money's down today. It don't work that way, folks. It doesn't work that way.
And that's what people are worried about right now, because right now the stock market's fluctuating.
Right.
And it does that when we have things in the world that make investors nervous. And so, you know, when we talk to folks, we ask them, you know, do you want your money to be safe? And as soon as I hung up, I thought, if somebody asked me if their money is safe, in my mind, I want to say, well, safe from what? Safe from losing the money that I put in, my principal, or safe from loss of value, which is going on right now with inflation, or safe from loss of growth? And we want all those things. We want the money that we have, and I said this last week, people come in all the time and tell us, this is all the money I have left in the world, other than maybe what I'm getting from Social Security, or maybe what I'm getting from a pension, or maybe something you're getting from a personal investment that you've made.
Well, just remember these three words. It's safe, guaranteed, and insured. That's all you got to say.
That's important.
Yes.
And that soothes their mind right there.
Yeah. And people ask us, well, where's a safe place to put my money? Well, you know, the first thing we think about, and my gosh, so many people tell us lately, I got money sitting in a savings account. Is your money safe in a savings account? Well, yeah. It's safe in the fact that if you've got $100 in there, you're not going to lose that principal depending on what happens. Is it safe from inflation?
No.
If you had $100 in the bank at the beginning of last year and inflation was 7%, which they said it was, then your money was worth $93. So your money was not necessarily safe sitting in a savings account.
That's right, Gary. You're actually, like, people forget about inflation. Inflation's running pretty high right now.
We're not forgetting now. When you do is go to the grocery store or the gas station, and we're very well reminded, aren't we?
Especially the gas station, Laura. My wife cusses every time she comes back from the gas station. You know how much gallon of gas is?
It hit our teenage daughter yesterday. We had new tires put on her car, and she was going to do something, and she called her mother and said, "Mom, you gave me $30 for gas. Do you know how little gas that put in my tank?" Well, yeah, because when you're retired, you generally have a certain amount of money. You know, we rely on Social Security. We rely on that check every month to say, this is how I have to budget my money. Now, maybe you're lucky and you've saved and you've got some other money that is bringing you income. But you say it all the time. What do you never want to happen?
Run out of money.
Before you run out of life.
That's right. Never run out of money before you. And we guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life. Well, that's true, but we get what we sell, you guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life, because our products are guaranteed safe and insured.
You can never be guaranteed everything. I wish you could, but, you know, this is life. And in life, things happen. You know, COVID happened. Russia's aggression in Ukraine is happening. And that affects people's thoughts, and what people's thoughts affects the stock market. And many of us rely on the stock market to grow our money. When we're young, that's a great place to put it, because you can afford to let your money have a correction and you have time to make it up. But when you're 65, 75, and 85, if you have a 30 or a 40% loss in the market and you're taking money out of your account at the same time, you may never make it up.
There's a lot of things to consider, which is why we encourage our radio show listeners to call Safe Harbor Financial Services for a complimentary strategy session about your retirement. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you know, I'm always going to say, even though we don't have Victoria with us this morning, go to the website. Go to Ask Jim Bird. That's BYRD. AskJimBird.com. And look at the questions that we try to raise for you there to ask you, are you prepared for retirement? How are you doing the things that when life throws you a COVID or life throws you a Russian aggression or a Chinese aggression? Are your resources that you're going to depend on to pay your bills, to ensure you're having a comfortable retirement, are they safe?
And two, we put people at risk if they want to be at risk.
Sure.
So we don't put everybody in safe. If somebody comes in and say, hey, I want to take risks, I'm willing to roll the dice and take risks, we'll put them in risk. But we kind of discourage if they're 65, 70 years old, and they don't, you know, we look at their timeline. If you don't have time to make it up in the market, we discourage that. But if you want to take risks, we let you take risks. I had a doctor friend of mine ask me, not a friend, but a doctor asked me, he said, how much, if you want to take risk, can I take risk? I said, sure, you can take risk. He said, but, you know, we carve out enough. What we look at is how much income do you want? If you want some income, we try to carve out enough for income, for the guaranteed income that you're going to need down the road. And then let's take the rest of the money and play with it, so to speak.
Right.
That's what we do usually tell people.
And but, I did the same thing when I retired. I didn't know that I was doing this at the time, but I built a foundation.
You did?
The foundation was, one, try to get out of debt as much as you can.
Yes.
You know, try not to carry debt. There's a lot of people that write books and give financial advice. That's the best advice they give. You know, other than that, I don't necessarily agree with everything they say, but get out of debt, but have a foundation that you know you can count on. That is never going away, never going to go down.
That's it, Gary. Good. You took your own advice, and that's good. Get that solid foundation. You know it's going to have that income. It's going to be there for life, guaranteed for life. You can live on that. Then you can play with other money. Play with it if you want to. If you want to take chances, that's okay.
Sure.
For that. But let's take care of that guaranteed income. And besides Social Security, you need some other kind of income besides Social Security.
Yes.
in there. We can do that for you. It's all about sitting down and making a plan, developing a plan for you. That's what we like to do. I've been doing this, folks, for 40 years, so I kind of know what I'm doing.
So I know you'll know the answer to this question. Is your money safe in a 401k?
No. Well, it can be.
It can be.
It can be. If you go with a fixed account, right. You can all unfixed, but most people don't do that. See, when you go on to start out in 401k, people start out, they put it all different, diversify and all that.
Right.
They never change it.
Yeah.
Leave it. They don't go back and change it up. And when they get older, they should start more into the fixed accounts. They don't do that. They leave it where it is, and they come to us and say, okay, here's my 401k, and I've been losing money. What can I do?
Right. Because a lot of people look at their – a lot of people don't understand – well, a lot of people don't get a lot of help with their 401k.
No.
A lot of people just think, well, I'm putting money in my 401k. That's enough. You know,
yeah.
I'm saving for retirement. But are you saving it in the right way? Are you looking at how you're cutting up the money in your 401k every year? Sure, have some of it in the safe part where it's tied to bonds and fixed investments.
Yeah.
So you know that's going to give you a small return. And then if you're young, keep it in some of the more aggressive ones so that it can grow as much as it can. Because when you're young, you need the growth. You have to have growth.
And that's excellent general advice, but you, Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird, Gary Garner, insurance professional at Safe Harbor Financial, you look at each individual's picture, each individual couple's or a widow, widower, whatever the case may be, and look at their situation so that you can have a strategy that fits them. So we encourage our listeners to call you to set up that complimentary strategy session. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, you know, when people come in to sit down and talk with us, we want them to feel relaxed because retirement should not be something scary. You know, retirement should be something that you look forward to, that you decide, hey, here's what I'm going to do today. Do I want to go to the beach? Do I want to read a book? Do I want to watch television? Do I want to watch the stock market?
Well, some of the things that I've passed on, you know, that I've learned from many, many fact finds and things that I've done for clients over the years, you know, of my 40 years in this business. But one of the things I've learned is that this. Some people come in and they think they're doing good, their investments are doing good because they're continuously adding to it. You know, they're adding to it, or their company's matching. They say, oh, I'm doing well. They don't look at the bottom line. Are they losing money in their investments? Are they gaining? Or is it just because they look like the bottom line's going up because they're adding to it each week? You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
They're not going up.
Right.
You know, and they get where they quit adding to it. Then all of a sudden they say, hey, my money's going down. I got to do something. It's too late.
Yep. And you bring up a really good point. You know, people say, I'm putting as much as I can in my 401k. And it's good to put money in your 401k. But here's something else people always come in and say, I don't want to tie my money up for a long period of time. Well, if you're 30 years old and you're putting money in an IRA or a 401k, you know how long you're tying it up for? 29 years.
That's
because
right.
If you take it out before you're 59 and a half, you pay a 10% penalty in addition to the tax you're going to pay to take it out.
That's
so
right.
What should you do with a 401k? Put as much as you can, at least up to the company match. If you have a company that's matching 4%, put up to 4%. Other than that, start asking yourself, am I better off reducing debt or putting my money in something that I'm not tying it up for 30 years? There are strategies we sit down with clients and talk with where they put their money in and it's liquid all the time. Now, those are usually people that want to be in the stock market, but there are other strategies that people don't think about that don't tie their money up for 29 years that can still grow at some of the same rates as what you're getting in your 401k, depending on how you got it cut up, and it's more liquid.
Let's don't forget the Roth, too. You know, always think about tax deferred, but you know you got to pay taxes on that money when you take it out. But let's think about a Roth that could be tax free money when you take it out. So you got to get a combination of the two, so that you know, everything you get is not taxable. Because people think, well, I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket, and you know when I retire, that's not necessarily so.
Yeah.
So get a combination of a Roth in there, and then you get some tax free money, and you can kind of look at it and take from which fund you need at the time, tax deferred or tax free.
Yes.
Get a combination. That's what I did, and it's great to do it that way.
And that's why there's no one single plan for everybody.
No.
Everybody's a little bit different, and when we sit down with a client for the first time, we gather a lot of information about what they've been doing, what they think they want to do when they retire, how they're saving their money, and whether they're putting it in the most advantageous places. You know,
right.
Like you just said, don't put all your money in tax deferred unless you believe your taxes are going to be lower when you retire. That would really be nice, but does anybody believe our taxes are going to be lower in the next few years?
No.
I don't.
No.
That would be nice. It would be great to say our tax rates are lower. Believe it or not, our tax rates right now are lower than they have ever been in history.
Yeah.
And if they go up, then putting all your money in tax-deferred accounts does not make sense. Put as much as you can. There are limits on a Roth. But if you can, it goes back to contribute as much as you can in your 401k up to the match. After that, start putting it in something where you go ahead and pay the taxes now. You're going to pay them now or later. Pay them while they're lower right now, so that when you have to pay later at a higher tax rate, you've already paid the IRS out. The IRS will let you buy them out anytime you want.
Well, you can pay big money if you want to, and you'll get, you know, high-powered financial advisors and all that, or you can listen to this show. We're giving free advice, folks.
And then you can call and take action upon what you've heard for a complimentary strategy session, another opportunity for free advice. Simply pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll-free is available if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you know, you're getting years and years of experience and advice here that you can get somewhere else maybe, but not necessarily get everywhere else you get. And you can get some high-powered advice with some credentials behind your name, and you can pay big price to do that, or you can get it right here. We're getting same advice getting somewhere else right here, Gary.
Yeah, and you know, nothing's free.
No.
You know, nothing's free. There's a cost to everything, but what you want to do is find someone that you can trust.
Right.
And we want that to be us, because we think we give pretty good advice, and we think we're pretty conservative for people that want to be conservative. But you know, if you want to take that roller coaster ride in the stock market, yeah, we'll show you places where you can put it. Somebody came in and asked me the other day, what do you think about Bitcoin? And I said, you know, most stockbrokers will not put you in Bitcoin because it's too volatile. And we've seen that in the last few days. Yeah. The government is talking about getting into Bitcoin. You know, is it a good idea? I'm not gonna debate whether Bitcoin's good or bad, but if you want to put your money in something like that, know that it's going to be very volatile. Now,
absolutely.
When you're 65 years old, do you want to see volatility? I don't.
No. No, sir.
I want to wake up every morning and say, is my money safe?
Very few people want volatility at that age. They don't. That's an age that you won't know what your income's going to be. You want safe money. You won't know what, when you paycheck every week, it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your Social Security coming in. You know what that's going to be, and you want to know what the other money's going to be. Now, if you got a certain amount you want to play with, you want some volatility, you want to play with it, that's okay.
Yeah.
But let's get what we need first. Take care of our needs first, and then we can play with the rest of it, unless you're filthy rich and it don't matter.
You know? If you're filthy rich, you're probably not needing anybody's advice.
But, that's right.
But, you know, build a foundation. Get a solid foundation where you know that you have worked as hard as you can to reduce your debt, because one of the biggest thieves of your money is interest. You know, people don't think, oh, I got $20,000 in credit card debt. Well, you're probably paying $300-$500 a month for that credit card debt. So instead of putting money maybe in above the match in your 401k, get rid of some of that credit card debt if you can, and keep it down if you can, or pay down on your mortgage. You know, that's the kind of thinking we help people look at. It's not just that you want to put money in one particular strategy. You want to build your foundation so solid that when you do get to retirement, things like interest rates, you know, interest rates are about to go up. Yep. If you're still carrying a pretty big mortgage into retirement, a lot of people are finding they have to work longer. Well, you know, that comes from maybe not building the kind of foundation that we can help you look at, because we'll ask the tough questions, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you can't control interest rate, and you can't control the other thing you can't control is inflation.
No, you can't.
See, inflation is okay, and right now we're having high inflation. Interest rates are kind of low, but they're going up. We all know they're going up.
Right.
So you can't control those things. So you got to be prepared for those. You got to be prepared for the worst things that can happen.
And the folks at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne can help you prepare. Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird, insurance professional Gary Garner, and their staff. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. If it's on the weekend, leave a message or write this number down. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And if you call on the weekend, you're right, we probably won't be there. Although, you know, if you cannot make it into our office Monday through Friday during our regular hours, we will make an appointment with you on Saturday. I've done that with clients. I don't do it routinely. But if that's the only time you can get in, we'll make allowances for that, because we understand, you know, if you're busy and you're working and you need our help, we're going to go the extra mile for you to say, yeah, this is not what we normally do. But yeah, if you want to come in and have a meeting on a Saturday morning, I'll come in and do that.
Gary will. He will do that, folks. He does it, so he will do it.
Well, it's part of, you know, I try to take off a little early some afternoons. So I feel like if I'm trying to take off a little early some days, I can put another hour in somewhere else. Because we're like any other business. We want to continue to build our clients. And we build our clients by giving them good advice. I think the best compliment we have, and it happens quite often, is our clients refer another client to us.
That's exactly
it's because
right.
I'm not supposed to say trust us, but our clients say, well, we're here because we trust you.
That's
and
it.
When they come in and ask how should they make some changes, some of them just say, just tell me what to do. Well, we ask them, what do you want to do? And then we base our recommendations on the best advice and best information that we can gather depending on where they want to be. If you want to be a little more risky, yeah, we'll counsel you that that might not be the most appropriate thing. If you're 80 years old, am I going to put you in Bitcoin? No. But if you want to be in ETFs or something like that, you can do that through your security license. So, yeah, if you need that juice of seeing some stock market ups and downs, we'll give you that. But on the other side, if you want the safety and the stability of knowing you've got an income that's going to be there every month for you and your spouse for the rest of your life, and here's something that I know we talk about every time we talk about one of our strategies. If you're getting an income from one of our strategies, and you have a health emergency, what can happen to that income?
That's right. It go away.
It'll double.
Oh, you're talking about home health.
Right,
double.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
Sorry.
Income double.
My thoughts were somewhere else. I was thinking about something else.
You probably saw a pretty girl walk by the windows here at the radio station, didn't you?
That distracts Mark all the time.
I was thinking about this morning, the client that was in there this morning, you know, and he came in. We hadn't seen him in a while. He lives in Florida now, and he came by, and he was wanting to set up an RMD, required minimum distribution, to go to his church.
Right.
Stuff like that. He changed it. It was going to his church, and they wanted it to go back to him.
Right.
And all, and so things like that would come in, but it was like old home week. We hadn't seen him in a while, and we sat down and chatted with him and see where he's going, what he's doing. And we changed up his you know, his RMD and changed it up back and forth, and it's good. A lot of our clients like our required minimum distribution to go to charities and stuff because they don't need the money.
Right. We have people come to us all the time and say, I don't need the money. Well, maybe you can give the money to somebody else to help them. We have clients that set up things for their kids or their grandkids.
Yeah.
Because they've been fortunate and they've been blessed to be successful, and they're just at a point where they don't really need it for themselves, but there are tax-efficient ways to pass money on to your heirs most people don't think about.
And it's tax-efficient. He was giving it to a church, see?
Right.
Which is tax-deductible and tax-efficient, but now he's going to just not do that anymore, so we had to explain to him that, you know, it's going to change his tax situation, but that's what he wanted to do. You know, he's going to have it come to him for right now.
Right.
And then he'll probably change it back to another charity or something, I think is what he's going to do later.
But the nice thing is it's coming from something where he's getting that income for the rest of his life.
It's guaranteed.
So he can decide what to do with it.
Yeah, that's
great. It's
like
a second Social Security check.
That's it. It's guaranteed income for life.
Yes.
Coming in, and it's coming in, so he can change his mind or get it back to him and go back. Maybe he'll go back to the charity, whatever he wants to do with it. It's his money. So that's things that we got. It's good to have that situation like
right.
that.
If we've helped a client plan well, then their worries about money are much less when they're going into retirement or into retirement. Because what we want you to do is have an ideal retirement that you're looking forward to, not one that you have to decide, oh my gosh, I've got to cut this. My gas tank is twice as expensive to fill up. I got to go spend less money on groceries.
Maybe our listener thinks they're set, but they want a second opinion.
Sure.
Yes, we get that a lot too, Laurie. People come in there and they want another opinion. They said, this advisor has told me this. I just want to know if this is what I should do. And we're honest with them. If their advisor gave them good advice, we tell them
sure.
It's good advice. We're not, you know, mean people to say, oh, no, they're wrong. Do it our way.
You'll also, sometimes fees may be hidden or folks don't know how to read the statement, and it's costing them more than they think.
Yeah, we get that a lot too, Laurie. We have to be honest. We're fiduciaries. We have to give an honest opinion. So we do that. We have it a lot. And, you know, we wouldn't be in business long if we started lying to people. We don't do that. I wouldn't be around 40 years if I lied to people, because that'll catch up on you fast. But we just like what we do. We love our people, love our clients. They keep coming back to us. They send their kids or grandkids into us. That's why we keep going.
We're never going to have a daycare.
You can. I'm not.
But the fact that families are bringing, you know, their adult children and recommending you within their family speaks volumes.
Yes, Laurie. We've been around a long time. And
you're doing something right. Thank you, gentlemen. We're about out of time.
Thanks,
Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call for that complimentary consultation, 625-1226, or toll-free, 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Laurie Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.